You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Montreal trumpeter Rachel Terrier, from an album she put out in 2023 on Outside in Music, off of Mi Hogar, we heard the track Mojo, a tune by the pianist Gabriel Chikarji, and a track that also featured saxophonist Roman Filiu. Guitarist Sam Kiermaier before that, working with Ben Patterson on the B3 and Dave Lang on drums, music recorded here in Montreal, from the album High and Low, that was the track What Could Have Been. And the set started with music out of the San Francisco Bay Area, a recent release from pianist Charles Chen from Building Characters, that was the track Colossus of Rhodes, an album that saw him working with trumpet player Randy Brecker, saxophonists Bob Shepard and Lawrence Feldman, bassist Mike Richman, and drummer Adam Nussbaum. We'll head into our final set with some music from singer Alan Harris, an album that saw him looking at singer Eddie Jefferson from the album The Genius of Eddie Jefferson. This is So What.
Miles Davis walked off the stage soon as the solo was over. But yes, he did leave the stage clean out of sight now. Coltrane walked off the stage. That's what your folks all are saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage, and that's a fact now. They felt they had to rehearse, although we know they are masters. They get a real mellow sound, and you will have to admit it. I guess they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. And if you can't figure out their groove, I'd like to help you. Well, my friends, now about Miles Davis. I never know why some people always try to find some fault of this man in his horn. And when they go to wherever he is playing, they seem to go to see whether he is gonna turn the business. Slop bop, a soo bop, a damp, too weed, eating dee bop, shoo doo bop, a dee. He never walks around the place that speaks to all of the folks he don't know. I wouldn't either, and neither would you, friends. But I know he is friendly. I do, the rest of us, we do. Oh yes, we dig his beautiful soul, and we love him and his blue horn. Here's another thing now about the clothes he wear. I'm sure his style is in the future. He's so cool, the fit of his clothes is perfect. Just like the way he plays, he's not afraid of being different. And he has won most polls in his modern jazz. He and Gillespie are kings. Miles and his group are breaking records. Yeah, because they sure do swing. Davis walked off the stage. That's what the folks all are saying. Oh yes, he did leave the stage soon as the solo was over. Coltrane walked off the stage. That's what the people are saying. Oh yes, they both left the stage clean out of sight now. They said they had to rehearse, although we know they are masters. They get a real mellow sound, and you will have to admit it. But yes, they both left the stage soon as the solos were over. If you can't figure out their group, well, I have helped you.
Thank you.
We're going up this week with some music recorded May 18th, 1959 in Paris. The Oscar Peterson Trio, with Oscar Peterson on the piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums, from the album A Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra. That was Learning the Blues. Music just released out of the UK jazz scene before that, from singer Imogen Ryle, working with a quartet run by trumpet player Chris Cool, Cy Robinson on the piano, Simon Wolf on the bass, and Joe Edwards on drums. From the album On the Moon, the music of Tom Harrell, that was Moon Alley. Music from LA-based saxophonist and composer Kristen Edkins before that, the album Art and Soul, that was Mean Greens. Some solo work from Ryan Dragon on the trombone and B3 player Larry Goldings. And the set started with music from singer Alan Harris from the album The Genius of Eddie Jefferson. We heard So What, a track that featured pianist Eric Reed. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now, and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Channel in Crystal Palace. You're listening to The Noise of Carfield on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
This is Radio Goethe on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Let me-